The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
I'm sure there are many people like me who think the Crisis Pregnancy Center only offers free pregnancy testing and abortion alternative counseling to teenage girls. But I want to read a story about a grandmother, who was not pregnant, by the way, whose life was changed by God through the Crisis Pregnancy Center. Manette was sitting at her church office desk when Vicki, a representative of Crisis Pregnancy Center, came in. Vicki wanted to thank the congregation for supporting the center in the past and leave some information. She continued talking about the different services the center offered to girls and women of all ages. As Manette listened and talked, Vicki mentioned something about a post-abortion Bible study. Manette's smile vanished. Her head stopped nodding, and she found herself fighting back tears. Vicki said a few more things about the Bible study, then stopped. She softly asked, "Do you know someone that may benefit from this Bible study?" Speechless, Manette nodded her head. Vicki paused for a few more moments and gently said, "Is it you?" As the tears fell, Manette nodded yes and soon found herself wrapped in Vicki's arms, both women crying. Within a few months, Manette found herself sitting in a room with two strangers. The leader shared her story of healing and forgiveness, which she found through this study. Then Susan shared what had led her to choose abortion a few years back. When asked to share her story, through heavy sobs of pain, guilt, and shame, carried for nearly 40 years, Manette wasn't sure if she was going to be able to relive her past, much less find the peace of forgiveness for what she had done. Over the next 8 weeks of reading, answering questions, crying, praying, looking at familiar scriptures in a new way, and applying them to her life, Manette faced and talked about in detail things that very few people knew about her. You see, Manette had come from a broken home. For the first 7 years of her life, loving grandparents had raised her, taken her to church, taught her to obey, and above all else, to love God. But then her mother remarried, and Monette's home life changed drastically. The man turned out to be a pedophile, and for the next 12 years, brainwashed, abused, and misused Monette. At the age of 16, she became pregnant and didn't even know it until she was 4 months along. Confused, scared, and yet excited about having a baby of her very own, she stood with her abuser, facing her mother, when he told her about the pregnancy. Silence, a look of shock that turned quickly to anger, and her mother yelled at them, "This is your problem, you fix it," and stormed out of the room. Sitting in her room alone, Manette tried to figure out what she was supposed to do to fix the problem. The only problem she saw was what would people think about her? Was she supposed to run away? Was she supposed to go back to live with her grandparents? Should she ask her pastor for help? Should she ask a counselor at school for advice? Manette had no clue which way to turn. Before long, she learned that she was not supposed to do anything. The decision had been made for her. The pregnancy would be terminated. Fear, anger, rage, and a host of other emotions flooded her mind. She began crying, screaming no repeatedly, and picking up anything she could, throwing them at the man who had done this to her in the first place. He left the room as Manette began tearing the bed, dresser, and other items in the room apart. As she cried, she begged God to tell her how to save her baby. Over the next few days, as Manette tried to continue living a normal high school teenager's life, she continued to think of alternatives. Leave and never return. Leave, put the baby up for adoption, and then come home. Go live with her grandparents and never tell anyone who the father of her child was. Let her parents raise the child as their own. She was open to anything other than someone killing her baby. To everything Manette suggested, her mother had a reason for why it wouldn't work. Soon her stepfather was taking her to clinics where they were repeatedly told that the pregnancy was too far along for a safe and legal abortion. Each time she heard it, she had hope. Then came the day that after being told the same thing as before, her stepfather met alone with the woman who had just said it. Within a few minutes, she had changed her mind. He took Manette home to pack and brought her back the next morning. She was left at the clinic alone, terrified, and having no clue what to do. So, as usual, she obeyed. Sometime later that evening, she gave birth to her dead son, and saw him placed in a bucket and taken away. The next day, she was taken home, told that it was not to ever be discussed with anyone, and left with the sorrow, guilt, shame, and sadness of having allowed someone to murder her child. For nearly 40 years, Monette carried this blame as well as the belief that she should have been strong enough to make this man leave her alone to begin with, and that the shame that she felt because she would not be a virgin when she married. She repeatedly asked God to forgive her, knowing he did, but she could never forgive herself. She felt that she had no right to forgive herself. She had no right to have any peace at all for what she had allowed. Yet because of a Bible study offered and led by a volunteer of the Crisis Pregnancy Center, Monette was finally able to place the blame where it belonged, fully accept God's forgiveness, and to leave the false guilt and shame behind. At their last meeting, the women held a dedication and memorial service for their children, whom they had even named and given the acknowledgement they deserved. Monette was finally able to accept her son as a child she has and will be reunited with in heaven. She had no idea how many areas of her life had been affected for so long until she went through the 8 weeks of this study. People around her began noticing differences in her. Even her grown children told her about changes they were seeing in her life. There are many details that have been left out of this story for the sake of time and aren't necessary for getting the message of forgiveness and freedom across. But I can assure you that if you have any questions or want to know any more about Monette's story and the miraculous changes that are still taking place in her life, she would greatly appreciate being able to help you or anyone you know, especially you young people who may have a friend who is considering abortion or anyone else who may now be in or may have been in a similar situation. I also can guarantee that this story is true because my name used to be Claudia Monette Pritchard. It was changed to Claudia Jean Allen when I was adopted at the age of 7. And yes, my son, Christopher Michael Allen, is waiting for me in heaven with my mommy and pappy and the wonderful blessed Savior who has granted me this freedom through his grace and mercy.
Grateful for the God of forgiveness, the God of healing. Because God sent his son into the world as a babe. And by what he did on the cross, we are reconciled when we trust him, which means that we're totally accepted by God. We are propitiated because he's removed our sin and our past. We are regenerated because he's given us a new life and made us complete in Christ. Thank God for his indescribable gift.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.